Let us go to the Word of God today for a beautiful thought again out of Luke, the first chapter in verse 31. And thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. The beautiful name of Jesus that was given to the Virgin Mary. The Apostle Paul declared that name to be above every name, because he said in Philippians 2nd chapter that God had given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So God gave a powerful name. What a favor. No wonder the angel said to Mary, thou art highly favored. No other human being had been able to receive this privilege of carrying a son that was to carry the name of Jesus. And yet how highly favored and how privileged we are likewise to become Christians. And then we too can carry the name of Jesus Christ. The word says in Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So whatever we do, we should do in the name. Now, name not only just not only signifies a title, but name signifies a nature. And everything that we do should be in the nature of Jesus. All of our works, all of our labors, all of our toils should be in his kind, holy, loving nature. All of our deeds should be with his nature of mercifulness and forgiveness and love. So whatever we do, we should do in that name. And when we do, beloved, then our works will become exceedingly great. Whether it was just some small, ordinary thing as a cup of cold water, it won't be ordinary anymore once it is anointed and done in the name of the Lord Jesus. That name is so precious. There's no name like unto it. It is superior to all names. The Bible says in Hebrews, the first chapter, that he's obtained a more excellent name than the angels. Even with all of their glory and power and exaltation, their names do not compare to the name of the Son of God. In Hebrews 1:4, being so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. More excellent, beloved, because that name granted unto the Son of God the greatest of all privileges, and that was to go to the right hand of God. That name was more excellent because it was the only name through which man could find salvation. It was the only name through which God ratified his will in heaven and in earth. There's no name like unto the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so God tells us over and over in his word to give thanks many times, to come unto his presence with thanksgiving. And he tells us also to do that in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Hebrews 13 chapter and verse 15, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. He didn't say to give thanks to the situation, to give thanks to the creature, to give thanks to the circumstances, but he said give thanks to his name. So, beloved, if we have Jesus in our heart, we have our salvation. And if Jesus Christ did nothing more than save us and lift us up out of the mire clay of sin and set our feet upon the solid rock, we would have sufficient reason to praise him continually to his name. And actually, that's all that is relevant, because, beloved, our salvation will live on eternally. After all the circumstances and the situations and things have passed away, that name will live on, beloved. Our salvation will live on. And so the moral of the story is this, that we should learn to discern and to separate and to divide between that which is eternal and heavenly and that which is temporal and earthly. That name lives on. Our salvation lives on. So in everything, let us continually, in the midst of the darkness and testings and trials of life, give honor and glory to that name that is eternal, that name that we'll still have with us after all these other things have passed away. So why not give praise to that beautiful, living, eternal name? And so, beloved, of course, not everyone likes that name. That name received opposition from the beginning. As soon as the wise men came announcing to Herod that there was a king born, he set about immediately to try to destroy this king. This name has always had opposition, and God has made provision for us what to do when the opposition comes. In 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, and verse 12 through 14, we find these words: "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fire trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he's evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified." And so, beloved, what an honor to have the privilege to take a stand for the name of Jesus. Mary and Joseph took a stand for the holy babe, Jesus, in the beginning, and obeyed God and protected that babe and protected that name and fled into Egypt and kept it. And all the way through, that name was kept until it could go to Calvary's cross and be manifested as our salvation. Likewise, beloved, we have a beautiful, precious opportunity to take a stand for that name. And that when people reproach us, when they speak evil against us because they don't like the name of Jesus, it will stand tall and firm and true. The Bible says the Spirit of glory will rest upon us. God will reward us right now in this present life for taking a stand for the name of his Holy Son. Because he said here, "Happy are we because the Spirit of God, Spirit of glory, resteth," that's present tense, "upon you." So which would we rather have, the favor of man and no glory of the Word, or would we rather take a stand for that name which is above every name and have the Spirit of glory resting upon us right now? Have that special secret thrill and reward of his presence and power that comes immediately. It was this thing that enabled Paul and Silas to sing and to shout praises at midnight in the jail, was because of the Spirit of glory that was resting upon them when they had been persecuted, beloved, and withstood because of the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for that precious name. We pray, oh God, that thou would bless us today as Christians and help us to take a firm stand for the name of Jesus. Help us to give honor unto that name, and bless those out in Radio Land today that do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, do not know this saving power of this beautiful name. Lord, save hearts today, save souls today, and bless us, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.